Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, May 24th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages each weekday morning from our home here in rural Lancaster, Pennsylvania, USA, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, I should say. There is a city of Lancaster. We're out in the country. It's another beautiful day here, and we're blessed, and you will see why it was a blessing as I share the message that the large farm field across the road from us is being sowed in corn right now. Relates to today's message, which we titled, Sowing Righteousness. Scripture text is from one of the minor prophets, Hosea 10, verse 12.
Sow for yourselves righteousness, reap the fruit of unfailing love, and break up your unplowed ground, for it is time to seek the Lord until He comes and showers righteousness on you.
All across our area and throughout the Northern Hemisphere, farmers are working the soil and preparing for seed time. In fact, across the field from me right now as we share the message, they are sowing the corn. Yesterday, my neighbor Lynn was on a big John Deere tractor preparing his fields for planting. Well, the equipment is sure different than they used in the Bible times, or for that matter, much of human history. The tools and technology may change, but the basic fundamentals of planting remain the same.
The daily verse from Hosea lists three verbs related to crop farming: sowing, reaping, and breaking up. It's interesting to me that he doesn't list them in the order that we would expect anyway, such as break up, sow, and reap. And as I considered this and Stephen studied this passage today, we believe there is a reason.
Well, let's look at the text carefully today. It begins, sow for yourselves righteousness. In this case, the interest is in personal or individual sowing, which indicates a responsibility God has given us regarding our own spiritual growth and development. Jesus reinforces this in his Sermon on the Mount when he states, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. That, of course, is in Matthew 6:33. The latter part of our daily verse states, for it is time to seek the Lord till He comes and showers righteousness on you. It's always time to seek the Lord, for Hebrews 11, verse 6 states, He rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
Reap the fruit of unfailing love. When farmers sow, regardless of how rewarding the sowing may be, they do have a purpose, and certainly they have a goal. They want to reap a bountiful harvest. Stephen talked to his farming friend, Ken, this morning. He sowed corn yesterday and expressed that he enjoyed this aspect of planting, mostly because as he was sowing, he did so in confidence that he would reap a good harvest in September or October. As a result of sowing righteousness, our spiritual harvest will be the fruit of unfailing love.
The last component listed by Hosea states, break up your unplowed ground. Well, our lives kind of get like hard soil. We need more than surface work. We need the Holy Spirit to do some heavy-duty renewing. Hosea uses the metaphor of unplowed ground, or King James Version states here, fallow ground. Farmers know that a well-prepared field is essential to a good crop. Jesus taught in the parable of the sower about the seeds that fell on the hardened path. These seeds never had a chance to take root because the birds came and devoured them.
Well, finally today, we want to consider a reason Hosea may have placed these three elements of planting in the order he chose. In a sense, we need to work the soil in an ongoing way, so that we keep our hearts soft and receptive to God's truth. It's a cycle that will continue all through life, since there are many ungodly forces at work in the changing seasons of our lives that contribute to spiritual hardness.
Today, let's allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives as we respond appropriately to His leading, as we invite Him to break up our unplowed ground, and then let us sow righteousness.
Let's pray together. Lord, I confess to you that my heart can easily become like unplowed ground. Often destructive attitudes that I don't deal with right away remain in my heart and cause me to be hardened toward you and others that I love. I invite the work of your Holy Spirit to cleanse, renew, and refresh me as I yield my heart to the searchlight of your word. As I seek you, Lord, you will come and shower your righteousness and blessing upon my life as the fruit of your unfailing love flows out to those around me. Amen.
Amen. The joy it is to share God's word today. We are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message prepared for Thursday, April 24th, 2008. We share that because the resources that I mentioned will be for that day if you're not on the site this particular day as we prepare it. We do have a number of resources. We have some beautiful photos up. At least I think they're beautiful photos. I like farm photos. We have a beautiful farm photo that we took just at the end of our road of a farm scene that we see each time we leave our home. Well, today, as I mentioned, we also have this sowing taking place across the street. And I couldn't resist sharing a couple photos. One of the big John Deere tractor approaching me. The other seeing the planters as it continues to work the fields. We also have some songs today. We have a great song that I like mostly from a group called the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, but the version I found was not by the choir, but rather an individual in North Carolina, and it's called Field of Souls. Pardon me. There are some other resources up today, some other songs that we enjoy sharing, including, whenever I have the opportunity, the John Deere Tractor Song. There's a link. Not necessarily a spiritual song, but sure got a catchy tune. Brooksine overheard me preparing the message and preparing to include the link to the song, and she said, "Oh, no, not that again." And I said, "Oh, yeah, anybody that likes it can listen to it, and if they don't, they don't need to."
I think it's cute.
And she thinks it's cute, but she also said that she thinks her dad might be smiling from heaven, for he really enjoyed tractors as well. Well, thanks for joining us today. We enjoy sharing these messages and sowing God's truth in the lives of others. And we're thankful for those of you that have responded and seem to appreciate our messages as well. Blessings upon you.